April 25th, 2024. It is 8:21 a.m. It's official. It is official. We told our friend that we're willing to that we are willing to adopt her fur baby, Lily. So it's official. So we are heading over there this weekend to meet her and get to know her, and start figuring out what her needs are. And also the trick of introducing two cats together, especially they haven't known each other for a while, they don't know each other. Instead of like shocking them, what we're planning to do, we'll bring a couple of things that Marco has that has his smell, his scent. We're gonna give it to we're gonna bring it to Lily, and vice versa. Our friend's gonna give her some of her stuff, like a blanket, anything that she's been rolling around to, and let Marco get used to her scent. We're going to be doing that. I think the transition stuff is going to be roughly about 2 or 3 weeks, because we still have to get our place ready. We have to get it because right now the whole place is Marco'd, Marco'd and Billy'd. So we gotta do some rearranging and sorting out things for Lily to get ready for Lily to come over. I did mention it to my sister this morning that she has a new fur niece, and she's like, make sure this is not just a foster. If it's adoption, it's perfect. If it's a foster, I can't bond with that cat, because it's going to be hard for me to let go. So I told her that it's going to be a permanent foster and a permanent adoption. So it's going to be great. We've been thinking about adopting another kitty for a while now, since Billy passed. But we've been hesitating because we just don't know how Marco's going to feel. But in this circumstance, this is different, because we were talking last night with the wife, and we both agreed that we don't want Lily to be part of the foster system, period. So we've been thinking about it for a while now, so we decided to say, yes, let's do it. So we're going to have another fur baby here to keep an eye on Marco. And the other one is for her to have a forever home. So it's I can't wait to meet her just to meet her and get to know her better. The wifey did meet her once through Zoom, through video conferencing. So she's seen how she walks and all that. So she is very tiny. She's a tiny cat. So yeah, kind of cutie. I can't wait to meet her and see her. It is 11:22 a.m. and excuse me, start over again. It is 11:22 a.m. So I did some brief testing because I have time. One of my setups I'm trying to play around with is one of my GoPros, GoPro Hero 9, yes, still the 9, and a wireless Go 2 receiver that I set it up to press the record button, start and stop recording, so I can use that as a remote, so I can sync it after, right? So I don't have to put a transmitter in it. So I did some testing. If I transfer the audio directly from the recorder into Audition and sync the audio with the GoPro, no issues whatsoever. Works perfectly. But if I use the Rode Central app to export as a 32-bit, I don't know what's happening, but it's compressing the signal. It's instead of like a 2 minutes and 50 seconds, it became 2 minutes and 10 seconds. I still have all the audio bits in it, but it's not aligning properly. So it's definitely a time code issue somewhere, or some sample rate issue or anything like that, but that's fine. I have a feeling. I know the GoPro is recording in 24 bit, so that's fine. So it's just kind of weird that it's not syncing, but whatever. It is what it is. I am waiting for my Instamic to come in. as soon as that comes in, at least I can sync that properly. I did check GoPro if there's any weird audio settings I should know about. But there's really nothing here to tell me what kind of audio I tried to find out if I can if there's an audio setting I should be using, because I haven't been using my GoPro for a while now, so I don't remember how everything is supposed to work. So sad. But it's the weirdest thing. It just will not sync properly regarding lengthwise and all that stuff. But that's what happened. You're trying to mix something. You're trying to use something that's not designed to do. That's why I ordered the InstaMic. Hopefully the InstaMic will fix this issue. It is Pure 32-bit. I am going to check what is the camera set, the audio setting for the GoPro. If it's only 24-bit, 44K, the sample rate, and I'm doing it in 48K, probably that's the issue. So I'm going to check it out to see if I can match the Rode Wireless Go export as a similar to the GoPro, see if it syncs up properly. But so I'm going to eat lunch early. I'm hoping to take a walk around 12 around 1 o'clock. Just go around the block, get some exercise. It's sunny outside. It is a balmy 5 degrees. It was freezing yesterday. It was incredibly cold last night. It went down to -1. We left the window open just to get some fresh air in here. But it was just cold. They are turning the east AC today as well too. So hopefully this weekend will be we're hitting double digits again. Hopefully, I didn't even check the weather, but hopefully we're gonna hit double digits soon. And just to get some cool air in here, I do leave my front door cracked open of my condo. Also, the window facing the outside, again to create a cross breeze, so it just freshen up the air, especially during spring, because it gets really stagnant air in here because there's no wind coming in, there's no fan running around, so we always have a fan running. Just to move some air, and having the door open actually helped create that cross breeze. So, yeah, it's a very exciting day today. Nothing's really happening. It is 1:14 p.m. So I got an email about an hour ago, just before I went for lunch, asking me to go to a meeting about an hour and a half away from my house, where I work full-time 100% remotely, to drive an hour and a half for about an hour meeting during rush hour. And the meeting's at 10 o'clock. According to Google Maps, it takes about an hour and a half. But in reality, because this is Toronto traffic, that's going to take me 2.5 hours to get there. 2 hours. 2.5 hours, depending if there's any accident. Yeah, and after that, then I drive back for about an hour and a half to get home. Yeah, and it's on Thursday. Yeah, every time I go to a meeting just to inspect a room, I try to do all my meetings in one spot in the same day as much as I can. But unfortunately, that doesn't happen. That doesn't work that way, unfortunately. Like what happened this morning, I received an email saying that I have to go downtown for a meeting at 9:30, and I received the email at 8:30. Because the construction between where I live and downtown, typically it's going to take me 45 minutes to get down during rush hour. Because of the lane restriction and the location of the meeting, it will take me an hour and a half or 2 hours to get downtown. If I take the train, it's going to take me about an hour. So I contact my this account executive and told him, like, are you kidding me? You can't expect people to drop their stuff for a last minute meeting, especially if it's like everyone works remotely. So I told him that take notes and I'll review it with him after the meeting. So he might be contacting me tomorrow. So this is going to be fun. Yeah. Lately, my meetings will last about 15, 20 minutes, but takes me longer to commute. And, yeah. And there's, I always get the furthest meetings as much as possible. It's like, it's my thing, you know. If my meeting, the further it is, the faster the meeting is, right? There's actually a plan right now for me to fly to northern Manitoba. It's going to take me 2-hour flight plus an 8-hour drive. So it's just one of those things that I just have to brace myself, because it's coming. It's a season of we need to get everything done before the summer type projects now, so they can relax during summer and not deal with it until the fall. So good times. Yeah, that's been my morning / lunchtime. It is 3:17 p.m. So I just got back from a quick walk around the block, and the current temperature is 6 degrees. It's 6 degrees underneath the sun, but if you're in the shade, it feels like it's 0 degrees. So it's pretty warm under the sun, but if you're in the shade, it's actually pretty cool. So I walked around just doing some random stuff. I brought my GoPro with me and testing a couple of things. And when I was walking, I realized I read and watched people saying that if you want to shoot in a higher resolution on a GoPro, remove the batteries. It literally eliminate the overheating issues. So I was like, let's try that. And when I was doing my test, my first half of the walk, I had the battery on plus my Volta. It was heating up. It was getting warm there. It was pretty cool outside. The wind was going in, passing through the camera. It was getting warm, not hot, but warm. But when I realized that, I remember reading and watching that the people remove the batteries from their GoPro, just use the Volta or use an external battery, the overheating goes away. And I did that. And I was like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that. This is awesome. I totally forgot I can do this. So I ended up just removing the battery and recorded 15 minutes of me walking in relatively pretty high resolution. I think it was like 14 something, or pretty close to 2.5. No, it's 2.5K. 2.5K. And yeah, I had no issue whatsoever from overheating. I was like, I think I found what I need to get done. Because the problem I have with the GoPro is every time I use it, I do dump it down to 1080 if I want to record more than 15 minutes. If I'm doing short videos, 4K works perfectly. But if I'm shooting longer than 10 minutes in a very hot day, I dump it down to 1080, and that's what I have to use. My camera hasn't been shooting 4K for the longest time. I've been shooting 1080 because of the overheating issues. So now I know. I'm very happy with this. Now I can actually... Now this is usable. It is very usable now. So I'm actually checking the footage and to see how it actually looks like. Because I was shooting in 4:3. I always like to shoot 4:3 because it actually looks pretty nice. Especially if you're just doing like journaling and vlogging or anything like that, you don't need to shoot. In my opinion, the 4:3 aspect ratio looks a lot more natural, looks more, it captured everything, you know, it's more like a mid shot. So it looks pretty good.